There's one group that's definitely paying attention during the DNC, taxi drivers. Earlier this month, Philadelphia cabbies pledged to create chaos as a way of protesting Uber during the convention. Now they've backed off that promise. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, a broad coalition of groups is now focusing on winning a court fight rather than staging a street fight.
Taxi drivers and disabled activists went to court today with high hopes. They weren't happy with a deal struck between the Philadelphia Parking Authority and Uber, allowing the ride-hailing company to operate legally for 90 days. It was a short-term compromise, also backed by state lawmakers. Judge Linda Carpenter says the deal might be flawed, but she can't rule on it until after the 90-day reprieve. So she scheduled a new hearing for October.
And the judge has problems with this agreement between the PPA and Uber that violates the civil rights of people with disabilities and creates an unlevel playing field between two classes of workers.
Ronald Blount heads the Taxi Workers Alliance of Pennsylvania. He says Uber ought to be regulated like a taxi company. Matthew Clark, with Taxis for All Philadelphia, is pushing Uber to accommodate riders in wheelchairs. He says the deal with the parking authority needs scrutiny.
The PPA can't make rulings like this that affect the public without including the public in the discussions. And so we're going to make sure the public is present for this discussion and let them know that we aren't going to take this anymore.
PPA leaders have previously called Uber a hack company operating in the shadows of the law. But given the DNC and SEPTA's regional rail woes, they say it's in the public's interest to give Uber a little break. Both sides will meet again this fall when the 90-day law ends. Until then, taxi leaders say no strikes are slated because they think it might distract from the legal fight. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.